Channel Radio.
It's 1 o'clock.
Channel 2. The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker Show here on Channel Radio in association with Biz Radio. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jill Serkin.
Hello, Mr. Andrews.
Hello.
I just want to say, after a little bank holiday, what day is it? I mean, doesn't it put you out when you have a Monday off?
It's Sunday, isn't it?
Yeah, where's your roast?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It is. It's lovely to have a three-day weekend. I'm sure a lot of people did have to work, especially in hospitality. But
I mean, it was so blisteringly hot, wasn't it?
This global warming, I'm telling you.
It's not working, is it? Like, they need to turn it up.
I actually read, my mother gives me her Daily Mails. I would never buy it, but I get her cast-offs. When I was reading, they were ranting on about, it's, you know, the hottest ever summer.
In the Sahara, maybe. It wasn't here.
I think Greece had some awful fires, which looked terrible. But where I am in not sunny Whitstable, I had my heating on.
Yeah.
And looking back, we actually had our heating on in June, and I felt very, very embarrassed about it. But, you know, you get cold, don't you, sitting at home working. From home.
You're evil. You're destroying the planet, aren't you?
I did. But what's a girl to do? I've got your socks on. I've got layers. I've got the vest.
Put your vest on. Didn't your mum bring you up proper?
Yeah, I've got a vest.
Yeah.
But it is cold when you're sitting down. And I was determined at the weekend to sit out. So we did get a bit of sunshine. I think it was on Saturday. Mm. And I reclined in my hammock reading. I love a hammock.
Do you?
Have you got a hammock?
I used to have. I don't know what happened to it. Yeah.
Maybe your squirrels have taken it.
I would imagine the squirrels stole it. They steal everything else from my garden.
For those of you who just tuned in, of course, Paul Andrews has a major fat Mexican squirrel problem in his abode.
Yeah.
But I lounged in the hammock. I'm reading a very good book by a South African artist or writer called Alexandra Fuller. And I'm on her fifth book.
Wow.
They were mainly about her childhood growing up in South Africa. Fabulous. Mm. This one is fiction, and I'm struggling with it a bit. It's about Native American Indians, and it's quite...
In South Africa?
No, because she...
What were they doing there then?
Yeah. She eventually moved to America or somewhere.
Oh, right, you missed that bit.
Yeah,
out.
I forgot that bit. Yeah. I'll lend you the books.
Was it about KwaZulu in New York? I mean,
She moved to somewhere and has obviously studied Native American Indians, and I'm a little bit perplexed by it all because there's a lot of names, you know, like Running Bear, and you know, I'm trying to keep up with them all.
Yeah.
But yeah, she's a very, very good writer. So I read that in my little hammock, have a cushion. Mm. And then we booked al fresco because I want to support local, and we were going to go to somebody who was I going to? Somebody being with F. It'll come to me in a minute. But Finbars, who were over in Thanet Way, and we were going to go and have al fresco fish platter outside. And of course, woke up on Sunday. It was blowing a hoolie,
right?
And it was raining. And I said to my new husband, I really want to support them, but they won't have any tables inside. It will be fully booked. And I really don't want to spend X amount of money freezing with a torrential rain on me al fresco. So we very sweetly cancelled, and they were very good about it. And they appreciated the fact that we cancelled. Please remember to cancel, because so many people forget.
Right.
It's very tough for the hospitality, I think. Loads of jobs in my area, have you noticed?
Yeah.
People are crying out for people, staff.
Right, I want to take you back to your Native Americans.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. If you want to read a really excellent book about Native Americans, Empire of the Moon.
Okay.
Empire of the Summer Moon.
And who's it by, do you know?
Can't remember.
Have you got it in your library? May I borrow it? I'll swap it for an Alexandra Fuller.
Well, you're going to have trouble because all my books are digital.
Oh, okay. Well, I can get it on my Kindle then, can't I?
You can get it on your Kindle, yeah.
I'll do that.
Empire of the Summer Moon, I'm fairly sure that's what it's called. Excellent.
It is good. I mean, I love to read about... I loved reading about her childhood in Africa. Obviously, her parents were English and quite eccentric.
They weren't Apaches then.
No, they weren't. Okay. They were very eccentric and moving from farm to farm. So they went to Zim and Botswana and everywhere in the 60s and 70s and partied a lot, as you do. I would like to ask, first of all, who our sponsor might be.
This week's show sponsor is a fantastic... Oh, blimey.
When your leg falls off and you're live on air, it's quite difficult, isn't it? It's
who did
little
that?
Peg leg, yeah.
I know. Our sponsors this week, we're pleased to partner with leading employment law firm, Loch Associates.
Loch?
Yeah. They'll be bringing us regular news, information and help with employment law, health and well-being at work. If you'd like to find out more about Loch Associates, go to their website, which is www.lochassociates.co.uk. That's Loch spelt in the Scottish way, L-O-C-H.
Loch. And we'd love to hear from you. You can use the Twitter handle at VanillaWeb and at Jules Serkin. Use the little hashtag BBunker and we'll hear you and give you a shout. So we'd love to hear what you're doing. As Paul Andrews and I were just saying, lots of, in my high street, Whitstable, hospitality signs up in every window.
Yeah.
And I also saw coming in, they're looking for a valeter.
Yeah.
In a garage as I come from Whitstable through from Faversham to Ashford. They're looking for a valeter. I thought it was quite a nice job. Sort of active, out in the open.
Yeah.
And guess what?
What?
My light has come on again. My red, whatever it is, warning.
Not your ad blue?
Yes. It's come on again. I've only got 495 miles. So last week, listener, I couldn't. I got halfway here and had to go home.
Where did you have it topped up?
Well, my new husband called the AA.
Right, okay.
And they did it. He actually said that he peed in there.
Yeah. No, AdBlue.
He didn't really.
AdBlue is urine and water.
Yeah, he went to the garage and he got it and filled it all up. We were very grateful.
Yeah.
And now it's coming on again.
Yeah, well, I need to tell you. Because it's got a sensor and you need the sensor reset.
So why can't the AA man do that?
Well, because they probably don't have the laptop for a Mercedes.
Okay, so it's all about money at the main
dealer. Of course it is. That's why you're putting pig wee and distilled water in your car.
It was a lovely AA man. And we've got a swing seat in our front garden and he really took a fancy to it. So I've got to send him, he left his phone number, I've got to send him the link for where I got my swing seat from. He said his wife would like it. Mind you, in inclement weather, I don't know, you'd need a blanket.
Yeah.
Busy on the Twitter.
We're very busy on the Twitter. We've had loads of tweets. Do keep them coming. No, we'd love to hear from you. Do use the hashtag BBunker so that we can find you. FSB Insurance Services tweeted. And they say, hey, Business Bunker, we're listening in right now and would love a shout out on the bunker. If you are an FSB member and have a food hygiene rating of 4 stars or over, you may qualify for a 10% saving on your insurance renewal.
Fabulous. We do love a discount.
If you want to find out, you can give them a call, 020-3883-7976. That's 020-3883-7976. Or follow them on the Twitter, FSB INS Service. FSB INS Service. That's FSB Insurance Services.
I was just telling IFF Kitchen about that because that's a great one. And all the hospitality people we know and love, just if you've got a little 4-star, get in touch.
Yeah.
Bromley Buzz have said, yes, please, B Bunker. And they've used the hashtag, very diligent. They say, including a shout out for our guest at today's Bromley Buzz, and that is a hashtag, BUZZ. And it's a recording with Loretta Wright, who's the editor of Life in Orpington. I was going to say Orpington, with lots of tins then. Orpington, and it's a magazine called Life in Mags. That's the Twitter handle, Life in Mags. So give them a big shout out.
Yeah, it's Bromley Buzz is a podcast. And they've got a new Twitter handle. So follow them on the Twitter, please, and download and listen to the podcast. It's all about the Bromley area, but it's interesting stuff.
I'm just following them. They were already following me. It's a bit lax of me.
Follow them back. Yeah. You weren't following
them. They look
back.
Very familiar, those people in that, don't they?
Yeah.
Mm, I think it might be a little in-tune PR, don't you?
It might well be, Darren and Zenat.
Yeah.
Michael Park Surveyors, a warm business bunker. Good day to you and Jules Cirque in Vanilla Web. We hope the show today is smashing and would absolutely love a shout out. Please have a super day. So consider yourself shouted out. That's Michael Parks, Chartered Surveyors, Property Management Services, covering the southeast of England, based over there in Medway in Rochester.
Very good. And big hello to IFF Kitchen. They say we're listening while cooking up some delicious meals here in our Thanet kitchen. We're delivering throughout the UK. You can give us a follow. Go to IFFkitchen.com and you can just choose and peruse. And they say there's no tie-in for your meals. So if you want to get fit and healthy, they are delicious. Paul Andrews partakes.
I do, yeah.
So do
lovely.
I. They might be good for hospital for your mum, actually, come to think of it.
Yeah.
Because they'll do gluten-free.
Well, once I get her home, I might have to do that anyway. I might have to get them in to do that because she won't be able to cook for herself for a while.
No, no.
Paragon Drones have tweeted, good afternoon, Jules Cirque. They put you first. What's going on here? Good afternoon, Jules Cirque and Vanilla Web. I don't like this, Neil. I don't like this at all, Neil. We hope you have a brilliant show. Could you please give us a mention? Well, of course we can. That's Paragon Drones. They're a drone filming company, but they also, not only do they do up-in-the-air drones, they do confined space drones as well, which is an interesting concept. You need to follow them to find out more. Paragon Drones is a Twitter handle.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of a drone when it nips over my garden.
You don't like it when you're sunbathing, do you?
Well, if one's in a hammock, because my son's got my youngest, Shay, has got a drone, and it is spectacular, the shots he takes.
Yeah.
But I did tell him off, because when he was in Spain, we've got a little house there that we don't visit anymore because of, you know what, the big sea. But he went over there, and of course he was flying all over the swimming pool, which is communal, and I said, you know, it's a bit personal because people are in the shower and you know what the Germans are like in the shower, and then, you know, don't have much on, do they? They don't have anything on.
Is that right?
They parade about, you know, they do. They're not like us English at all. You know what they're like in the sauna, don't you? I mean, you know. Yeah. So I was a bit worried.
We know where Jules won't be going again for a long time. lucky old Germany.
There's actually a sign saying, you know, please cover up in the shower, you know, which is directed directly at the Germans.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Everest Web Design have tweeted as well. Good afternoon, Vanilla Web and Jules Cirque. That's better. They're back in the right order.
Are they?
Hope you both have a great 3-day weekend. Well, yeah, it wasn't bad. We could have done with some sun, but apart from that, it was okay, wasn't it? Could you please give us a shout out? It would be definitely appreciated. Well, of course we could. Everest Web Design, follow them on the Twitter. Their Twitter handle is Everest W Design.
And Collector's Buddy Virtual, I'll read
Martin,
back to
hello, Martin. Lovely.
He may be listening in his loft, or he might be doing the school run. I'm not quite sure, because I think they're back at school, aren't they, Paul Andrews?
Mine starts again on Thursday.
Okay, because my my cleaner, who's been paying £20 a day for, she's got three children, for their, you know, summer school, whatever they go to, was breathing a sigh of relief today. She said, yes, I've gone back.
Yeah.
It's very tough, isn't it, when you're trying to be a working mum and stuff.
Well, my local senior school, Homewood in Tenterton, has five week terms or whatever it's called, so they don't have a summer holiday.
Okay, well, which is because the summer holiday used to be more about farmers, didn't it?
No, it's because you go picking.
Hop picking.
Hop and fruit picking.
Yeah.
So the school holidays were so everyone could decamp to Kent and pick stuff.
Yeah. Mm. I'm sure, not just Kent, of course. I mean,
no, it was only Kent. They came from all over the world. They came from all over the world to pick hops and apples and strawberries in Kent.
I've got a big crop of pears coming.
You've got a big pear, have you?
Oh, yeah, big pear on my tree. Anyway, Collector's Buddy, the lovely Martin, who may be doing the school run, he may be in his loft, we don't know.
Right.
Could be polishing the silver, I don't know what he's doing. Mm. But he says the success, this is quite cryptic, the success of hashtag product PAL, P-A-L, will fund hashtag Collector's Buddy.
Oh, I think he was tweeting product PAL.
Watch this space, he says.
Yeah.
And you can find him. If you want to find out more, go to @buddy_museum and find out what he's doing, because it's all, you know, I'd like to know more.
Well, I can tell you.
Go on then.
Martin collects stuff, collectibles, which he gets through eBay and all kinds of other places that he finds collectibles.
What kind of collectible? Like pool pottery and things?
Yeah, it could be anything. Anything collectible. You know, badges,
old umbilical
pins.
Cords.
Oh, it could be anything. It could be anything. Why you would collect those, I don't know.
I've got one in my bedside drawer.
I'm sure
one
you
of my
have.
Kids yeah, in a little yeah. jar. It's all wizened.
Oh, blimey. That's horrible.
I know. It was the thing to do in the 80s.
The thing to not do is have a bag of hula hoops in there at the same time.
Oh, yeah. Do you have hula hoops in your bedside drawer?
No.
Okay, that's all right.
For exactly that reason.
Toenails?
No. Anyway, Martin collects stuff and then he sells it to try and make a profit, which he donates to charities.
Excellent.
So
excellent.
It's a charity fundraising operation that he's got going.
And he says that his idea of Product Pal has already gathered interest from Lidl and Aldi.
Right.
Product Pal is a surefire way of ensuring that every consumer is doing their recycling bit for the good of every living being on our planet, quite simply by consumer recycling and rewards. So well done, Martin. Mm. We will hear more about that, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you about the Women in Construction Networking Lunch at the Construction Southeast Expo at Ardingly in October. Cheryl Corsbrook will be in conversation with Amy Goff and Sue Nelson. You can hear two really successful women share their stories. The lunch is taking place on the 21st of October, and it's a great way for women to meet, share and network. If you want to find out more about the event and the networking lunch, go to constructionexpouk.co.uk. That's constructionexpouk.co.uk.
And we've got a little email here from a Maidstone firm, which has signed a major deal with a company in China.
Yeah.
Medical device manufacturer, Bedfont Scientific, based in Harrietsham.
Mm-hmm.
Where's that, near Maidstone?
It's between Maidstone and Lenham.
Is it a village?
It is.
Says the move will give it a foothold in the lucrative medical market in China. It has agreed to supply Shenzhen Century Kangdu Medical Technology Co. Limited with its No Breath Pheno Monitor, that's F-E-N-O monitor. Bedfont has signed what is known as an original design manufacturer, which is an ODM, agreement to provide the product. It means it will then be rebranded EZ Breath for sale by Kangdu. The Pheno monitor helps in the control and diagnosis of asthma and helps differentiate from other respiratory diseases, which is a bit like what you can get those things that you puff into and that measure your airways and things, because I just done that as a drive through.
Yeah, sure.
Can't remember what it's called now.
Yeah.
Something. But well done them for Kent. Mm. Did you know there's a shortage of blood thingy-bobs, did you see?
Vials.
Yeah.
Glass vials. Do you know
well,
why?
They're not that bad.
Do you know why?
Is it glass or is it plastic?
No, it's glass.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where does it normally come from?
Well, there are four manufacturers in the world, two in Germany, one in France, one in the United States. But there's a supply issue, as there is with everything else, because of HGV driver shortages. But the biggest problem with glass vials is, wait for this, there's a shortage of sand.
Okay, so the sand is what makes the glass?
That's what you make glass of. Well,
perhaps they should go to the Sahara.
No, it won't work. The glass that they make isn't the same glass as you would put in a window. Yeah, it's special. It's what's called type 1 glass, and it doesn't have a chemical reaction with anything you put in it.
Right,
so it
wouldn't taint it.
If you used ordinary glass, it would have a chemical reaction. And the reason it doesn't have a chemical reaction is because they use a special sand to make it, which is silica sand. And apparently there's a global shortage of silica sand.
Where do they make it, silica sand? Where do they grow it? Or is it a beach? Or
sand farms, obviously.
Tree?
Yeah.
Sand tree.
A sand bush.
Well, I have to say that I get a regular blood test from Medichex, so I pay for my own thyroid Because the NHS, bless them, will not do my full thyroid count. So because I manage my own thyroid health, because the NHS cocked it up for 25 years.
We've got a couple of guests that I want to bring on. So if you could keep this to under two hours, it would help.
So yeah. I had no problem getting my vial from Medichex. But didn't we used to make, like, think of Waterford Crystal. We make glass.
Yeah, but it's the wrong glass. It's the wrong type of glass.
Well, I don't know what kind of sound they use. I'm going to ring them.
I've just told you. Well, windows and glassware is made of type 3 sand.
And you want type 1?
And medical vials and test tubes are made of type 1.
Okay. And I'm also thinking Romania, crystal. So do they have sand in Romania, your type of sand that you want?
I'll try again.
Ring them up.
I'll try again.
Well, do they?
You know, it's a
they might have your sand in Romania.
It's a special type of sand.
Yeah, but how do you know Romania hasn't got it?
Well, if they'd got it, they'd know, wouldn't they? Because they'd be selling it at a premium price.
I'm going to ring them.
You ring
and
Romania.
Find out.
Ring Romania, see if they've got any special sand.
I've got
sand.
Mates there.
Yeah, yeah.
In Transylvania.
Hello, it's Jules. Got any special sand? And they go, yeah, how much do you want?
They don't say it like that. But they're very, very good wine, of course, in Transylvania. Blood wine.
Well, that's all right then.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I'm going to play some cheesy tunage. And for the first time in 13 years now, unlucky for some, it's our 13th year.
Is it?
Yeah. And do you know what? For the first time, I couldn't find anything cheesy to
Were you flummoxed?
I was flummoxed.
Really?
My lump had never been so flummed.
Okay. So where were you going with this cheesy tunage?
Well, nowhere with this. So I just picked something I liked.
Go on then. Oh, I like this. This is the Irish guy. What's his name? Big guy.
Van Morrison.
Gets quite ratty.
Yeah.
Yeah. Help me show my love.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show. That was The Bright Side of the Road, Van Morrison. It's a bit of a cheery tune, wasn't it?
Absolutely no what's the word, reference whatsoever to our next guest.
No, although,
but a lovely song.
But although it does sum up what they do. Yeah, at Social Enterprise. They brighten people's lives by helping them a lot. So I tell you what, without further ado, why don't we listen to Jess talking about the work that she and her team at Kent, at Social Enterprise Kent do.
Jess Bartingdale.
So, yes, it was Jess
Bartingdale. I just rather like the name Bartingdale. I would like to be called Bartingdale.
Would you?
Yeah.
It's a lovely name.
It's a bit like Beckinsdale, isn't it?
Similar, yeah. But yeah. Jess is lovely. She's absolutely lovely. And we had a fantastic interview with Jess. So why don't we hear what Jess had to say about Social Enterprise Kent?
Can't wait.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Business Bunker Show. Jessica Bartingdale of Social Enterprise Kent. Jessica, good afternoon. Welcome to the Bunker Show. It's lovely to see you. Hope everything's okay with you.
Yeah. Hi, Paul. It's great to be here. Thank you. All good?
Good. Excellent. I tell you what, let's kick off by you telling us a little bit about Social Enterprise Kent.
Okay, so I work for Social Enterprise Kent, which is a community interest company with our base in Thanet, in Margate and Folkestone. We have been going for over 35 years, and the whole ethos of Social Enterprise Kent is about making a positive social impact in communities, which is sort of supporting individuals and businesses in those communities.
Right. My understanding is that you're a program manager for a particular area. Tell us a little bit about that. Tell us what it is that you're responsible for in the organisation, and then we'll explore that a bit.
So my role is employability project manager. So employability is one of the four key areas of Social Enterprise Kent. So I oversee two employability projects. And one of them supports people who are over the age of 45 and going back into employment. Over the age of 45, sadly, is considered to be older workers.
I know.
I don't like thinking it like that.
I wish I was a young 45.
And the other supports people 16 plus with disabilities and health conditions. So it's really what SEC is really very good at, is supporting people with those additional barriers to access the workplace and to sustain employment and go into training as well.
Yeah. Okay. And I want to talk about both of those groups of people in a moment, if we may. But one of the overriding things that you do is to actually prepare people and help people get ready to face the world of work again.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So we really sort of focus on helping people kind of look at all of the aspects of their lives to help get them to the point that they're ready to work and that they could sustain work. You know, I could probably get somebody a job tomorrow, but actually if they can't sustain it, what's the point of doing that?
Sure.
So it is really kind of unpicking sometimes quite complicated lives that people have and looking at what barriers they're facing, what other issues they've got, signposting and linking in with other services and organisations who can help them so that when we get them to the point that they're ready to work and they can work, that they feel able and confident to do that.
Absolutely. Can you explore a little bit, Jess, just some of the more usual things that people face? You know, what are the actual problems that they're trying to overcome?
Okay, so with the Lots More to Offer project, where people are over the age of 45, I think there's still, sadly, a lot of stigma at employing older workers. So I think there's kind of two parts to this. I think, firstly, the individuals themselves feel that there's that stigma out there, even if sometimes there isn't.
Yep.
And so that in itself is sort of creating a barrier for that person psychologically, because they're immediately going into the interview thinking, well, I'm too old, you know, they're never going to employ me. So it's helping people to sort of feel better about themselves and to think, actually, you know, I'm not an old clapped out old banger. I'm actually a vintage car and I've got a lot to offer.
Why are you looking at me when you say that?
Yeah. So it's helping people to sort of overcome how they feel about themselves going back into the workplace. But it's also sort of breaking down those prejudices that sadly do exist with employers as well, and helping to sort of challenge that and sell the positive the positives of employing older workers, of which there's many. You know, they're more likely to stay in work. They're less likely to go off sick. There's loads.
Funny enough, as you know, I own Jobs in Kent, a recruitment portal, and before the pandemic, I mean, the pandemic has just wiped it all out. But before the pandemic, one of our biggest things was people over 50 workers were in the biggest demand. You know, because for all the reasons you started to identify, experience, loyalty, dare I say, you know, most people in that age band have got grown up children. So they, you know, it's they're not taking time off because, you know, little Johnny's got a tummy ache or and stuff like that, you know. I'm not demeaning younger candidates, but that's why
not at all. I mean, they've got a vast amount to offer, and there is a lot of advantage of employing older workers, definitely. And you know, we've seen that very much on the project. I mean, the project has been massively successful. It's sort of smashed all its targets to date, because this is a group of people that are really wanting to go back into work, and just with a bit of additional support from the Lots More to Offer team through Social Enterprise Kent, you know, they've done that really, really well and proven that. So
absolutely. But you're also right, by the same token, that there's a perceived stigma about it. Because we get asked lots of times, well, you know, should I mention I'm over 50? We tend to talk about over 50s because for me, I'm 66. 45 is a child as far as I'm concerned.
You're never 66, Paul. Yeah, I won't believe it.
I'm afraid so. But for over 50s especially, we get, you know, we get so many people go, oh, I don't, you know, it's hardly worth me applying for this because I'm never going to get it because I'm over 50. And we go, no, you will. You absolutely will. So you're 100% correct. It's overcoming that perception barrier as well. And, you know, relying on yourself. One of the other things I want to explore with you, that I hear quite often when we're talking about older workers is, and you hear this from employers too, when they have a perception issue with this. Yeah, well, the trouble is they're all old school, you know, and they can't cope with the new technology and all the rest of it. But one of my big things about this is transferable skills, you know, people in their 50s can have as good a technology skills as anyone else. I mean, everyone owns a mobile phone, a smartphone or a tablet these days.
Yeah.
My mum's 92 and she does online banking. You know, I mean, it's, you know, but for me, the real power is the transferable skills and the experience they've learned through a lifetime of work.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I mean, we were on both of the projects that Social Enterprise Kent ran. One of the main sort of first things that we do with people is really looking at their transferable skills. Mm. And most people don't realise they've got transferable skills.
Yeah.
And actually, so a big part of what we do in terms of confidence building and motivation is helping people to identify these transferable skills. And they come to us and they say, oh, I've been out of work for, you know, the last 10 years and I can't do anything. I'm not capable of working. And you go, you know, you unpick their lives a little bit, what they've been doing. And suddenly you end up with this fantastic CV full of transferable skills. And that's what employers want, is they want a CV with skills on it. So you've automatically sort of done that by really kind of unpicking skills and just sort of sometimes rewording it in a different way, you know, and that's really, as I say, a big part of what we do.
Absolutely. And also, of course, it's not just work skills. You know, everybody has life skills. You know, just because you weren't paid to do something doesn't mean to say you haven't got a skill in it. You know,
exactly.
And we all do loads and loads of things just in running our daily lives, let alone, you know, any hobbies or clubs we belong to. You know, I know loads of people that go, oh, I haven't worked for a long time. What have you been doing? Well, I'm secretary of the local women's club and I'm a volunteer on so-and-so. Yeah, they're all
very valuable
skills. Yeah,
and even somebody that's say maybe bringing up children, they say, "Oh, I haven't worked for 10 years. We bring up children. Oh my goodness, you manage money, you manage your time, you've got a demanding work. Yeah. You know, you break all that down, and suddenly they've got a whole page of the, you know, they're very, very employable. So absolutely.
And I mean, just for what it's worth, in survey after survey of employers. And they kind of direct this at the young market, to be honest. What they talk about is the need for attitude. They want a work ethic attitude and a willingness to learn. And that's what most employers are looking for these days. You know, the actual technical details of a job, they'll teach you. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you've got the right attitude, they'll teach you. Yeah.
Oh, I completely agree. If you've got the right attitude, you can learn anything. Absolutely.
Yeah. I want to move on a little bit now, Jess, if we may, and talk about, I mean, it's the same kind of set of issues, I know, but with a slightly different slant. And that's people that have supported needs or special needs in the workplace. Let's explore that a little bit and the kind of thing that you do at Social Enterprise Kent, working with that group of people.
So, again, similar to the older people project, Let's Get Working is our project which supports people with disabilities and health conditions, and that's run in partnership with Sussex Community Development Association and RBLI, Royal British Legion Industries. So we cover the southeast of England, basically.
Right.
And it is supporting people who have got disabilities or health conditions which are a barrier to them to go into work. So they, on this project, they get one-to-one support with a community connector. So really looking at what their health condition is, what their challenges are, how they can overcome those challenges themselves. It's about empowering those individuals to actually feel, well, I can do that. And okay, there might be some things they can't do because possibly they've if they've had a stroke, they might not be able to go back into the field of work that they were in before, but actually seeing it as an opportunity. So whilst nobody would ever want anybody to have a stroke, that is something that they can't go back and say be an electrician or something, but actually it's an opportunity at this point in their life to look at what they want to do and what skills they learn in their previous roles and sort of look at the future.
It's funny you should say that, because I know of someone that desperately needs a trained electrician to not do electrical work, but to teach others how to do it, and on a mentoring scheme. So you're absolutely nailed on, and it was a brilliant example because
brilliant. Yeah, yeah. Oh, okay. So, that's really
so
good.
So well done. And we didn't collude on that at all, did we?
No, I mean, the reason that I mentioned that is that Let's Get Working is a social prescribing research project as well. Right. So we actively seek referrals from the healthcare profession to get them to refer people into the project. So with the purpose being that they are then able to sort of present less to GPs and A&E, because actually by taking control of their life, but taking control of their health condition and working towards going back into employment, actually they're presenting to the healthcare profession less, and they're managing the condition themselves.
Sure.
And obviously employability is a major part of people's health and well-being.
Absolutely.
As well as their financial. So we really kind of look at helping people to overcome those challenges, help them to communicate those challenges that they have to potential employers for the future, to say, well, actually, instead of, I've got arthritis, so I can't do this and I can't do this. So, well, I've got arthritis, I'm going to need a supportive chair, but actually that's all I need and I can work perfectly fine. Or, you know, epilepsy is a difficult one as well. How do you overcome epilepsy? And so we kind of help people to put a bit of a plan in place that they can present to their employers, so their employer can kind of see, well, actually, yes, that person would be a real asset to this company, and actually all I need to do is this in order to support them with their health condition.
Absolutely. So, being realistic, because it's a field that I've been involved in myself to some extent, I've worked closely with Kent Supported Employment. Traditionally, this was a harder sell to employers, being honest. You know, because a lot of, especially a lot of recruitment over the last few years has been with small businesses. You know, 70% of employees in the private sector are now in companies of less than 10 people. So small businesses are the big employment group. And a lot of business owner managers kind of shy away from people with perceived problems because they think it will detract, you know, from their ability to do what they do. Now, I've spent the last few years talking to employers and trying to show them that it doesn't. But just from that point of view, you offer support to anyone going into an employment situation, I believe.
Yeah, we do. We don't support people. We support people for the first month when they're in employment. And then after that, they would have to leave the project because the project is funded to support people that are not in work. But we do offer support for the first month of employment. And we can also help them to, we've got a fund that we can help them to access the work as well, the job. But as I said, what we kind of really kind of pride ourselves on is working with that person well before they get the job. So they get to the point where they don't need us anymore. They're perfectly capable of carrying out a job without us being there. And that's kind of what we do. So we try and really kind of put plans in place for those individuals. I mean, the projects, they're such lovely projects because they're so flexible that they enable us to be really, really individualised and bespoke with each person.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right. A lot of this is down to the confidence of the person in the first place, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. Yeah,
you know, all of us can have you know, all kinds of health issues or, you know, other kinds of issues. But if we don't feel confident in ourselves, then that becomes a problem. If we do feel confident in ourselves, we can work with people to overcome those things that we find difficult, or do them in a different way, or, you know, participate in a different way. So I get that completely. For the last part of this chat with you, Jess, I just want to talk about the programs that you offer in terms of making people work ready you know, coming out of a pandemic, hopefully, who knows? It changes daily, doesn't it?
But it really does.
Assuming we're going to come out of this at some point soon, there's going to be a lot of people that haven't worked for a long time. There's going to be a lot of people that have been made redundant. There's been a lot of people on furlough who haven't been anywhere near work for 18 months or so. Plus people in that situation on a longer term. What are you seeing? What are you doing for helping people readjust to the world of work?
Yeah, so obviously the pandemic's had a massive impact on all of our participants, as well as us as staff as well. And it's generated a lot of referrals for the project. But what we're really seeing is something called re-entry anxiety. That's sort of very prevalent at the moment. So it's where people have been, in a way, felt the relative safety of lockdown because they've sort of been locked down in their own houses and isolated by the government. Suddenly they're expected to go out the front door, go to supermarket, get on a bus, go back into employment, access training and do all those things. And that's really, really scary because, as you said, the virus is out there. It's still, you know, it's still very vicious as well. And it's something that, you know, we're right to be respectful of and mindful of. So what we've done is we've developed a program of work which runs through all of the employability projects that Social Enterprise can offer, and also people can buy into it as well through our training team, which is focusing on re-entry anxiety, which is kind of the word given to this kind of anxiety that is caused by going back out. So the re-entry anxiety program really kind of, the first part of it really helps people to kind of to take personalised measures to help them stay safe. So it's all the basic things, so the hand sanitising and the social distancing, wearing a mask and that side of things. Because it's not obvious to everybody all of the time, particularly where people have got a disability. It's something that it could be very overwhelming. We also look at managing news feeds and managing your own anxiety. So, you know, we can be all totally bombarded by news feeds all the time, social media, you know. know, it's in your face, you know, the number of deaths and COVID. And actually, it's about maybe only listen to one bit of one news feed each day, and then the rest of it you can turn off. So you're still informing yourself, but actually you're not overwhelming yourself.
Yeah.
And also sort of thinking about your anxiety, you know, what is in your control? And therefore, what can we do about it? But what actually are you worrying about that isn't in your control? You know, it's all what things that the government are saying and new measures that are coming out all the time. And actually, whilst it's good to have an awareness of that, you can't control it. Yeah. So let's look at what you can control. And then that's where the next part of the journey comes in, which is really taking those personalized individual steps for that person to help them with what it is they need. And we're all going to be different. What I need is going to be totally different to what you need.
Yeah.
And it is building up, slowly building up confidence to get out and go back into the workplace. That's what it's working towards. And it's a fantastic program. And we've had absolutely amazing feedback from it.
Cool.
And as I say, it's free as part of all of the Social Enterprise Kent Employability Project. It's access, anybody can access it. And then our training team have also developed it so that businesses can buy into it and individuals can buy into it as well. So it can be purchased that way. We've run it with job centres, and the feedback from them was really, really positive. So it's about helping their staff go back into their offices after the lockdown.
Right. Jess, it sounds like a fantastic program, and you're absolutely right. I'm smiling when you were talking about news feeds. You know, for the last year, everybody in the world's been a virology specialist. But for the last 2 weeks, now everybody's an HGV logistics specialist.
Next week,
you'll be something else.
And
sometimes we could, we have an overload of news that isn't news. It's mostly people's opinions, and that can be quite scary. So I totally get what you're saying, and I think that's a very good piece of advice to restrict what you're looking at here, and only use a trusted source.
Definitely.
Jess, we love the programs you're doing. Thank you so much for telling us all about that. If people, whether they're employees or employers, want to find out more about Social Enterprise Kent, what's the best way to do that?
So the best way is to go to our website. So it's www.sekgroup.org.uk. And all of the information is on there for all of the projects. I'm also on Twitter and LinkedIn, so anybody can message me as well, and I can sort of send it to the right person. But yeah, do get in contact, I'd say, even if you just want to discuss something. And Paul, while I'm with you, can I just shout out about a number of other initiatives that we've got? Is that all right?
Of course you can. Yeah.
Because Social Enterprise Kent have been really, that we've been working so hard during COVID, and I'm honestly really proud to work for this organisation. It's absolutely fantastic. They've won the contract for wellbeing, wellbeing services for older people across East Kent. And it's just a bit of a heads up for those over the age of 55, because there's going to be some, or there has already been some great activities happening on the wellbeing contracts. And so just to keep a bit of an eye open, they've had 50 plus different activities held so far with 7,000 plus attendees already.
Wow.
And it's only been going since April. So that's absolutely brilliant.
Mm.
And as part of that, we've also got our wellbeing fund. And this is a fund that people can apply to. It's a very simple application that is to target gaps in service provision. And to support it's to support local grassroots organisations to deliver their activities. So if you're interested in applying for that fund, as I say, it's a simple application, just get in contact with us.
Okay.
And we can talk you through that. And the final thing is we've also been successful in getting a contract with Kent County Council to deliver free infection control training.
Wow. Okay.
So I definitely want to sort of say shout out about this, because obviously coming out of COVID, this is really very prevalent at the moment. So it's free infection control training to sole traders, small and micro businesses and not-for-profit organisations.
Yep.
So anybody wanting that, just get in contact. As I say, it's completely free to those people.
Yep.
And there's also some other great courses as well that Social Enterprise Kent have just launched, which is mental health first aid, which again, mental health is very prevalent at the moment. I've done the level two myself, and it was really, really very good. We do level one, two, and three. And then they've got a range of management courses as well. So conflict resolution, appraisals, leadership and team management.
So a whole raft of things.
Oh, it was a bit of a long shout out. Sorry. But
an absolute pleasure. And all the things that you mentioned are just so relevant at the moment. You know, we get asked all the time by small businesses, well, when we do go back, what can we do? You know, how do we do it? So this is all very good. We actually have mentioned some of your programs a couple of times on the show in the last couple of weeks because people have asked about them. But if anybody wants to find out anything about any of these, all these links are on the Kent Business Radio website. So you can find out there, go to Social Enterprise Kent and look at all of these things. Jessica Bartindale, thank you so much for joining us on the show. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you. Keep on doing what you're doing. You guys are doing a fantastic job. Yeah. And we'll see you again soon. Huh?
Thank you so much for having me, Paul. Thank you.
Bye for now.
Grow your business with Kent's Best Business Events. Visit bestbusinessevents.co.uk.
Become part of our community to build your social media habits with workouts. Increase your brand's presence and engagement. Go to wedosocialmedia.co.uk to register for 2 free social media workouts every Wednesday. 10:30 a.m. Facebook and 11:30 a.m. LinkedIn.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Lock Associates Group. Let us look after all your people needs so you can focus on growing your business. No long-term tie-ins, just responsive, commercially minded support. Find us at lochassociates.co.uk.
This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
That was a fantastic Jess Bartindale of Social Enterprise Kent talking about the brilliant work they do, the brilliant courses that they offer, the mentoring and all the support they give to different groups of people trying to get back into the world of work. And we need their services more than ever. Do support them because they're doing a fantastic job. And we need the people that they're putting into work because we have massive, massive skill shortages.
We do. Actually, there was, I must try and find the link. There was some money for having an apprentice. I don't know whether you know about that.
Yeah.
So Serenity Becker in Swalecliffe is taking on 2.
Yep.
And I've passed it on to a few people. I'll try and find the link in a minute. I've just had a very hot ginger root.
Have you?
Yeah, I mean, I offered you one, but you refused.
I wasn't silly. I wasn't falling for that.
It's very hot.
I'll tell you what I bought yesterday.
What?
Are you talking hot? I bought it, right, because I just...
Peter?
No. I just couldn't resist it because it was just mad, right? It was Dynamite Chili Marmite.
Oh, do they do a... Is it the Marmite?
It is Marmite.
Company?
Yeah, yeah. And I had it on a Rye Vita last night.
I can't imagine it. I can't imagine it because I am a fan of the Marmite and peanut butter. I mean, that's genius.
I've never had that.
You got your fat and you got your salt. It's genius, isn't it? It's totally addictive.
Right.
And of a Sunday evening, you know, when it's a bit bleak and windy and cold, Marmite and peanut butter.
Right.
So what was your chili? It was very hot, was it?
It was very hot and tangy.
But how does it go with Marmite? I'm not understanding that.
Well, it's chili Marmite. It's just all mixed in.
It's salty.
And chili, so it's hot and salty.
It's a bit of umami, maybe.
Yeah.
Very nice. Mm. I wanted to ask you, I know you sent me a lovely photo of your birthday licorice tea from, remind me, beginning with D, the tea company.
No, you just, I was just about to tell you, and you've just thrown me now.
Have I?
Yeah.
I couldn't pick you up if I tried.
Oh, right.
So you had your lovely tea from somebody beginning with D. Menopausal women and menopausal men. But I wanted to ask you, it was delicious because it was made from a different company, wasn't it? Because I couldn't get your usual birthday one. So did the taste look very different?
It was
debonair tea.
It was debonair tea, yeah, no. I did know that. I was just waiting for you to finish
smuggling. No, you didn't know.
It was debonair tea, and I've had debonair tea before, and we actually sell debonair tea in our coffee shop in Fruitworks.
It's delicious.
Yeah, so I know them very well.
So how did it compare with...
It was slightly different to the other one, but equally as nice.
And have you tried your juicy ginger yet? Or are you saving that? You got a juicy ginger, didn't you?
Did I?
In that pack. Yeah.
I did. Yeah, no, I haven't tried it yet.
Don't tell me your squirrels have had it.
No. I put it all in the cupboard so that nobody else would nick it. No. I had some of the licorice tea, but I haven't had the...
Well, Amanda doesn't drink hot drinks, does she? She doesn't have tea or coffee, so you're probably safe.
Yeah, yeah.
So you've got a juicy ginger. I shall be waiting with bated breath for that.
Cool. I've had a tweet from the lovely Kim Stevens of Care in Kent.
Ah.
And she said, I'd love a shout out on the Business Bunker, please. If you love helping others, ever thought about becoming a carer? If you said yes, then we could be the one you're looking for. So if you'd like to talk to them about getting work as a carer, you can call them on Ashford 01233 619 530. That's Ashford 01233 619 530. And Kim says, we look forward to hearing from you.
Interesting, because my acupuncturist, Pippa, her mum is also about our mum's age, and she's been falling over and stuff. She's in hospital. She's just been released with a broken arm. And she got the NHS carers, and without being rude, I know that they must be having an awful time trying to fit everybody in, but she said that they don't get there. They're supposed to go around, you know, twice a day to get her dressed and things. They don't arrive till about 11:30.
Yeah, I know.
So she's sitting there.
Yeah.
So I actually put her on to Kim yeah. Stevens, and we'll see how they get on. So let us know. The government scheme for the traineeship I was talking about, it's basically work experience for youngsters. They're generally about 16 to 18 years old, and they need supervision. And the apprenticeship is about £3,000, depending on their age. Mm. And it's on the link. If you go onto gov.uk, you should find that link looking for apprenticeships. Google it and find it.
Fantastic. I've had a tweet from Athel Bray.
Hello.
And I say, happy end of August to the Business Bunker crew. We've had some exciting news coming in September.
Ooh.
Yeah. So keep an ear out. Okay, they're not going to tell us.
It is September.
No, it's not. It's the 31st of August.
Is it still?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. It feels very autumnal and cold.
Yeah.
Well, is it the 31st? Gosh.
Yeah, well, tomorrow or sometime manana, they're going to have some exciting news, but I don't know what it is at the moment. Mm. And they say, in the meantime, the training diary is filling up. So if you're looking for support developing your staff, give us a call on 01892 832 059. That's 01892 832 059. Have a great show. We'll be listen again, catch up later. So thank you for that.
Okay, I can't believe I'm reeling, because it does feel very to me. And it aren't the dark nights. We had dinner last night. We had a kebab.
The dark nights.
Yeah.
Isn't that the nights that say me?
It sounds like a music, a group. But we had a kebab last night. My mum calls it a kebab, which is quite sweet.
Yeah.
But it was delivered probably about 8 o'clock. We were a bit late for eating.
And delivered.
Yeah,
we had it delivered.
We had a kebab
that
delivered.
That spoils it. You've got to go to the kebab van by the toilets in Tenterton.
No,
that's the place
we don't live in Tenterton by the toilets.
Well, no, but it's worth the drive.
If you need a loo. Well, we have it delivered.
No, the toilets aren't open when the kebab van's there.
We have it delivered. And it was about 8 o'clock, and I lit candles. It was so dark. Can't afford electric. How many candles?
Yeah.
Four.
Four candles.
You set me up for that. FSB Insurance have said, they've been quipping, actually, because Paragon Drones said, no cheese today, but Van Morrison is great. So I retorted, no cheese, no crackers, because I am quite peckish. I was in a rush this morning. I didn't really eat much. And then they say, FSB Insurance Service have chipped in definitely crackers, meaning you, of course.
I've had a lovely tweet from Tracy Ferguson about the interview that we just did. I love the passion to support people into employment from Jessica Bartendale of SEK. So important to help people to be able to both see and confidently talk about their skills and strengths. A fab example of looking after children. In my opinion, one of the most important and challenging jobs out there. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yep. Children and the elderly, I think. Did you read out Tracy's one about the buying mics and CDs in a charity shop?
Yes, I didn't read it out. I saw it, but I didn't read it out.
Okay, so she says, hi, everyone, before the one you've just done. Enjoying the pre-guest banter with 4 exclamation marks. Great tunage, too. I found several Van Morrison CDs for Mike, that's her other half, in a charity shop a few weeks ago. Cost me all of £1.
Blimey.
Absolute bargain, and love the fact we get enjoyment from pre-love things. Recycling is her hashtag there. Well done, though. Yeah, it's lovely, isn't it? I do like a bit of vinyl as well.
Yep. Absolutely. Shortly, we're going to join the Channel Radio newsroom. When we come back from listening to the news, we've got another fantastic guest to talk to live in the studio, Mr. Andy Stewart from the Rye Arts Festival, and we're really looking forward to that. Do keep your tweets coming. I think we've still got quite a few emails to read as well, but we'll get round to them at some point.
Yeah, there are a few.
And I'm also, after we've heard from Andy, I'm going to give you the Federation of Small Business News Roundup. But for
with
now,
no interruptions.
Well, hopefully, but it will be a first.
Depends on my mood.
It will be a first if I get through it without you interrupting, yeah.